Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
We are here live on LA Talk Radio with Dr. Pat Allen. I want to remind everybody the call in number is 323-203-0815. That's how you get to come on the air live with Dr. Pat Allen and hop in the hot seat. And I want to remind everybody that Dr. Pat Allen does special script classes. She does special high by letter critiques. And you can get on our waiting list for our groups by reaching out to info@drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
I'm glad to be here and waiting to serve.
Awesome. I want to wish you a happy belated birthday.
I had a wonderful birthday, 87 years.
87 years young, the oldest teenager I know.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding, and I'm grateful. So if anybody's out there and wants to know what I've done to be 87 years old and on the radio, helping people mate and marry, particularly.
I know.
I've got four kids myself.
And a lot of grandkids.
Yes, lots of grandkids. And the grandkids, I'm getting great grandkids now. I got married at 19, had four kids by 25, and they produced, and now I've got a mob. I love it.
And you got another wedding coming up, too.
Absolutely. On the 10th of October, my grandson, Darren, is marrying a beautiful lady named Vanessa.
So wonderful, Dr. Pat. What a great legacy.
Oh, excuse me. That was not his. Avery. Vanessa belongs to Tyler, and he to her.
You've got so many, it's hard to keep track of them all.
You know what? I've written it down, but it's in my purse, and I didn't know I was going to be doing a recitation of the names of all my kids.
Right. So exciting, Dr. Pat. 87 years young. What a great legacy. And today's my birthday. We are right after each other, one day apart, and a few years.
Mine is the 21st. What?
I'm going to see if Sam's got any calls for us coming in.
Oh, okay.
And see what's going on. Carla, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, God, yes. Hi. So I was just listening to the beginning of the radio. Happy birthday to both of you. I had no idea.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, what's your question?
My question is, a man met me, and I have a hard time figuring out if he is male or female, basically, not physically, obviously, but he asks me how I feel, so that's good. A few times he kind of sensed that I was upset about something, and then like he called me and we had a conversation. But then he very often would start his messages or his conversations with how he feels physically. Like, oh, I'm very tired today. And that's like the beginning, like that's the opening sentence. Is that him looking for mothering, or what do you think about that?
I think he's looking for respect from a woman who knows that doing. Did you say he was a doctor?
No. He's not. No, he's in he's in business. He's not a doctor. But he sensed like I was not feeling well emotionally one day. I was kind of down.
He was playing doctor.
Maybe.
And he was cherishing you because he sensed that you were uncomfortable about something.
Yes, yes.
That's cherishing. And did you answer him?
Yes, of course.
And what did you say? Did you tell him you were discomforted?
I just talked about my, I was upset about something work-related, and he, we talked about that. He made some jokes. I felt way better. And then he, at the end of the conversation, he asked me if I felt better now. And I said, yes, thank you so much. I really do feel better.
And that's the result of being cherished by somebody that cares how you feel, good or bad.
Mm-hmm. But what about
so he him? Sounds what?
What about him kind of talking about how he feels physically a lot?
What you say to him is what you'd say to any friend. Is there anything? Remember, physical illness is not psychological illness. And
right.
What I tell people, don't ask a man what they feel about things. Ask them what they think, what they want, what they're doing and what they plan to do. And here's the question. What can I do to help you feel better if he's physically ill?
Okay.
But don't ask him, are you happy? Are you sad? Because now you're going after his right lobe in his head and you're mothering him, which he may take as disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did this man come after you?
Kind of. We met through a mutual friend.
No, but did he ask you out on a date?
Yes.
Then he was the initiating male. Males do good to feel good, and females feel good to do good. We get what we want if we know what we don't want.
Uh-huh.
They get what they want if they have the courage to ask for it and ask us how we feel about what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If a man that you're dating romantically asks you what you think, I suggest you answer what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you see?
Okay.
So do you have any situation that you want to use to work through it?
Yes, there was one where it's all the same. He had switched from like being on a diet for a year to not being on a diet, and he talked about how he was worried about his energy levels now and that it's not the same, and he seems to be continuously worried about that. So a lot of times, like we came over to my house a few times and he would say like, oh, I'm so low on energy today, and I just, my go-to is, oh, can I make you some tea? And
okay, and what did he say to your offer for tea?
He said, okay, and this is another question that I have. He said that he doesn't drink anything with caffeine in it because he has ADD.
Wow.
So,
boy,
I'm not.
That ever, that's really disciplined. Mark that in his book.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Because it's a respectful honor if you remember to offer him a cup of warm milk.
Oh, okay. Well, next time I offered, I said, hey, I have tea that doesn't have caffeine in it. So, and he said, no, it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. And he may change his mind and have a tea, remembering that you serve tea. So the point is that respect is, raise your right hand, please. Do you
okay.
want to be cherished or respected?
Cherished.
Okay, then this is a pledge that I teach women to use in order to help men feel respected. I promise. On my honor. Not to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question.
Not to teach, bitch, preach, moan, or question.
My boyfriend. Unless I first have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Unless I first have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer.
Do you know what that does to a man?
He feels respected.
He feels totally respected, and that generates appreciation, and he then tells you, that was very kind of you. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So men generally, and you find this out, men, if a man calls you up and says, where do you want to go? Who's he respecting?
He's respecting me. I don't want to hear that question ever.
Okay. So you want to be cherished. In order to get him to cherish you, respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he says, why don't you decide what we do? What would you say?
I could just come up with, an idea of some sort. Because he's telling
say,
me
I appreciate, to decide, basically. I appreciate
uh-huh.
you respecting me, but I feel much more protected and cherished if you ask me for what you want, and then ask me how I feel about it.
Okay. So even if, okay. Oh, then I do have a situation. So this happened yesterday.
What is the situation?
We planned on just hanging out at my house and watching a show. And we planned for a specific day.
Now,
which
have
was yesterday.
You negotiated the boyfriend-girlfriend relationship?
No, we're just basically getting to know each other.
All right, so you're dating right now.
Courting? It feels like courting. It doesn't feel like dating.
Has he kissed you? Has he
yes.
hugged you?
Yes.
But has he made love to you?
No.
Did he try to?
Yes.
And what did you say, pray tell?
I explained to him that it means a lot to me and I need to be in a committed relationship before that happens. But we made out. It was great.
I know that. That's fine. That's called affection. It's not called making love. Making love is intercourse. I call it the God moment. You can
mm-hmm.
make babies making love. Can you? That's being God.
True.
We didn't do that. So I teach people, unless they're professional prostitutes or madams, I am not a moralist, I'm a therapist. So if certain people make money off sexuality, the police may not like them, but I will simply say men generally don't marry unless the woman is virtuous and monogamous, because one of the things that David Buss writes in his book, Dangerous Passions, jealousy is a major for men in losing their women to other men. So men mm-hmm. may beg beg for intercourse, but if you give it to him without a commitment, he's picked your cherry and knows that somebody else can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that to be true?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say. Like, I've never really dated anyone who, like, stopped dating me because I had sex with them too early. Like, I had very few relationships that were normal, and then I had a lot of kind of, like, really short-term relationships in between, and then one relationship where he was married. So, you know.
Working on not giving free girlfriend, free wife, free fiancé until you're a committed woman, building a relationship of monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals that are the same. Both of you want a committed relationship.
Yes.
The most popular marriage out there today is friends with perks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friends, and then you add sex, and you think that's going to enhance the ability to be in a committed relationship. It puts you in the it puts you in an addictive relationship, but mm-hmm. It doesn't put you in a loving relationship. As soon as you find out that he's collected some other people.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever run into that?
Sorry?
Have you ever had a man add to your harem position?
Yeah, of course, when I was with somebody who was married, and I knew he was married. So
you were a mistress.
Yes, I hate that word. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to be a mistress?
No. Done.
Okay. Then please wait until you're at least a girlfriend, a fiance. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
It would be difficult to get somebody. What?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, might have accidentally mothered him. So when we decided on a day when he was going to come over, but not the time. And then it was already like 4, and normally we would meet closer to the evening. And I asked him, it would make my day a lot easier if I knew what time you were coming over. Is that too much or is that normal?
No, that's a question for what he's coming over for. Mothering
him is
saying, I want you to come over tonight.
Oh, okay. So, but we already agreed on the day, just not the time. And I thought, okay. And I'll be honest, like, I was getting neurotic and I thought, oh, maybe he had changed his mind, you know. So I didn't want to say like, oh, he's still coming over. I just wanted to ask. Since we already agreed on the day, basically, I thought it was feminine enough. Because I was not telling him what time are you coming, but talked about myself and that I would feel better.
You didn't work out the schedule.
Yeah.
How long have you dated him?
About 3 weeks. It's very new.
Okay, so you're in the perfect first 3 months when everybody tries to be respectful and tries to be cherishing. How are mm-hmm. you doing with him?
I think it's going well. I mean, I definitely like him enough to continue to get to know him better. I'm not familiar with what ADD is like for people, so I know that can be potentially an issue, but I'm not really familiar.
Okay, so you're gathering information about him, but not quizzing him.
Yeah, no. I'm just observing, basically. I'm just observing.
Is he quizzing you?
A little bit. Like, I not enough, I don't think. Like, he's not interviewing me too heavily, which concerns me as well.
Does he ever ask you if you're dating other men?
He asked me a few times. In the beginning, I said I was going somewhere, and he said, oh, is it a date? And I said, no, I'm just going out with a friend.
Darling, was it a date or was it a friend?
A friend. No, it was really a friend.
Would you be kind enough, if you're going on a date, tell him, I am going to date until somebody I want wants me as a girlfriend and he is a boyfriend. Do you understand that?
I'm still on the dating app. I did go out on a date with a man before who then got confused, and then I stopped caring after 7 weeks of him not calling me. But I'm still on that app. It's just no one asked me since then. No one that I like asked me. But if they do ask me, I'm definitely going to go.
You're going to go into a monogamous dating relationship.
If this guy asks me, then yes. But if somebody else from that dating website...
You might say, I'm not ready yet. Are you willing to get 3 men to date you?
Yeah, but it's... I don't have
do you
that
look
many
them,
men asking
Do you look them in the eyes and smile?
I do, yes. Do I try flirt? To, unless I forget.
Well, could you put a mark on the back of your hand, flirt?
Oh, right. Yes, I'll do that. I need, because I sometimes forget, because it's not very, it's not as natural to me. Sometimes when I remember about it, I do
but
that.
Then
I look at everybody.
What you have to wait until a man wants to come and have you sexually. You don't get to be very virtuous when he runs that show. Would you be willing to flirt with men you're attracted to and present a smile? But you don't have to ask him on a date. You don't have to talk. But it would be nice if he said, well, you're taking a walk. Can I join you? Or have a cup of tea or something? Are you willing to cultivate flirting tapes to dates with 3 men to see if you can attract one to go into a committed relationship?
Yes. I'll put more effort into this, into flirting. But
all right.
Definitely.
So is that going to be your work this week?
Yes. With COVID, it's so difficult because everybody works from home. I work from home. It's hard. So I definitely rely on that website a lot, dating site. And someone asks me, I'm definitely going to go. And then I'll just smile in stores like I do when I don't forget.
And if he says, what did you do last night? Will you say, I had a nice date with a new man? Well,
okay.
I thought you were dating me. I am dating you, but I'm going to date others until I'm a girlfriend to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not rude.
What?
That's not rude, because I always feel so rude saying something like that.
Would you be able and willing to do that?
I'll do it, yes.
Especially with somebody you're attracted to.
Yes.
All right, so give it a go this week and let's see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Well, dude, thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. That was our gal up from Seattle. And I know Sam's got us some more callers, so we're going to get one now. But I'm going to remind everybody, 323-203-0815. 0815 is the number to call to talk to Dr. Allen live. LA Talk Radio runs us on other nights on other stations, but Thursday is the only night you can speak to Dr. Allen live on the air. Okay, let me check in with Sam at the switchboard and see what we've got going on. And I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for Dr. Allen's products, the place to go is www.wantistore.com. That's where you will find
all... We have guest 3770.
Callers. We want to talk to you live. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. So when we call you back from a weird number pickup, it's us. If you were in our queue, for sure. Okay, so Sam's going to get us another one. What I was saying was you can find Dr. Allen's products, including her new book, It's a Man's World, But a Woman's Universe, at www.wantistore.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for calling
me back. Hello. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Men are welcome, too.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
Yes.
Been a big fan of yours for a long time anyways. I've got a dilemma, and I just need some clarification as to whether
or not... What is it?
I've been... seen this man now for about 10 months, and we've been exclusive, and we had, you know, made a commitment to be monogamous, long-term, and exclusive. And about 7 months into the relationship, sorry, I'm a little emotional. About 7 months into the relationship, I asked him what his intentions were in terms of a commitment, as I wanted to.
Had you already had intercourse with him?
After we made the commitment to be monogamous, exclusive, and continuous, and he had...
Okay, then you did. Then you knew he had a commitment with you.
Yes, but I was talking long-term, marriage or partnership, and I didn't mind...
I'm talking long-term, too.
Yes.
Monogamy, continuity, and long-term goal.
Yes, and that was my question.
There are people that know they don't want to ever marry.
Yes.
And they have a right to do that.
Yes.
But they know that. I want you to know that before you have intercourse, because of the effect of intercourse on a woman's body when she's young and a man's body when he's over 50. And that is, women are on estrogen. And older men, when they go into the 50s, are going on estrogen too. So they both want to feel good sensually and sexually to do good. And older men, older women, and younger men, they want to get the job done, to have intercourse, because they have a passion for it. And they want it, but I don't want women to give it to them without a commitment to monogamy, continuity, and long-term possible goals for marriage.
Well, that's the commitment that I thought we had, and he gave me a cross, a diamond cross, as a ring, as a commitment to show that he had a commitment to me.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes. But
so what is the problem with him now?
He got to the point about 7 months in where he said he didn't know what he wanted after all.
And he can't give you what?
He didn't know if he wanted to be in a long-term relationship, if he wanted to be married again, and if he wanted to live together as a couple. He wasn't sure. He was confused because his marriage had ended only a year
before. He's going into a dilemma. What I recommend is that you say, you have every right not to want to marry, but I cannot have sex with you, make love to you, without that commitment. So if you change your mind and decide to consider dating more and seeing if you want to get into a commitment, give me a call.
Well, that's what I gave him. I said, except I didn't stop having sexual relationships with him. I said,
if you don't stop having sex with him without a commitment, he is now picking your cherry,
yes,
getting his needs met,
yes,
and you are producing oxytocin, which glues you,
yes,
physically to his body.
Yes.
So are you going to continue that?
No, in fact, last Sunday I told him that I could no longer continue seeing him. Based on the fact
you can see him without intercourse.
But he was starting to pull away from me. He was there, you know.
Of course he's pulling away from you.
Yeah.
He's trying to get you to beg him to give him free sex.
And that's why I said I can no longer continue to see you based on the current relationship and that I loved him and...
Are you saying that you're so bonded to him,
yes,
that you can't say no to casual sex?
I can say no to casual sex, but...
You can or cannot?
I can. I can now, but I had to end the relationship because it had gotten too painful for me. I couldn't...
Well, that's why women do stop having casual sex, is that they can't deal with him picking cherries and walking away.
So
are you not wanting to mate or marry?
I do want to mate. I want to mate with him. But
then yes, but you're already married to him physically. Your Bartholomew glands are triggering your pituitary, which is triggering your oxytocin, which glues you to his body.
Which it has, and I understand that. So I told him that I couldn't continue the relationship as it was.
There it is. But you would be willing to date him without intercourse.
I haven't been able to have that conversation with him yet, as he got pretty upset with it. And I said...
What's that got to do with your virtue?
Well, nothing yet, but I haven't had a conversation with him since.
Okay, so, you mean he's iced you? He's not,
yes,
dating you? Then you don't have to worry.
I don't know what he's doing. He texted me last night and just says, "Are you good?" And
he knows what that means. He's asking you if you're having intercourse with anybody else. And your answer to him is, "I'm good virtuously. I'm not having sex intercourse with you or any other man unless I'm at least a girlfriend."
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can do that, yes. I can do that.
Because otherwise, he's just picking your cherries, enjoying them, and then walking away to somebody else. Do you want a committed relationship or to be a friend with perks sexually?
I want a committed relationship.
Then would you please stop giving him a relationship of sex, because that does not require a commitment.
Yes, I can do that. I just wasn't
okay.
Sure. I haven't been able to have that conversation with him because he's
all
not
right.
Taken.
So the next time you date him, if you get to date him,
okay,
and you probably will because he's used to picking your cherries.
You're still right.
I know I'm right. That's why I'm here.
Dr. Pat,
will you give it a go this week?
If he calls me, I have to wait for him to reach out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you don't bring it up until you're with him and he asks to make love to you.
Okay.
And you say, thank you.
Okay.
I feel cherished that you want to make love to me, but I cannot and will not have casual sex because time is a wasting and I want to be with the man that plans and wants to get married or mated.
Should I be dating other men at this point?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And if he says, are you dating other people? Of course, I'm not got a boyfriend.
I love you.
It's called the truth. It's called the truth.
Thank you so much for the clarity. I just needed your help.
Okay, did you get it today?
I got it. And I will call you back with an update.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good day.
Good.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Did I mention at www.drpatallen.com, we have a video that you can download there at the site for free right now. Communications, compatibility, and relations.
Please say your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to...
Another voicemail. All right. Well, let's hope that Sam can get us another caller. Anyway, you go and you go to www.drpatallen.com. That is where you will find our free download right now. It's an excellent piece of Dr. Pat Allen, and I highly recommend it.
Hello?
Caller, live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I have a quick question, Dr. Allen. I was doing a volunteership, and I tried your 5-second flirting with the eyes.
Yes, flirting with the eyes and smile, but not talking. Talking
right,
is
so I
from
didn't...
his left lobe.
Right, so I didn't talk, and he actually approached me and
good
talked girl. For a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to, you know, we had to continue doing our work. And then once we were done with the shift, I was walking to my car. And, you know, he was actually outside waiting. But
I
he didn't
love that.
My...
I love that. He was a man going after what he wanted.
Right. So
did you set up a date?
No, what he did was he asked me if I needed any, like, cosmetic work done on my car. And I told him, I mean, sure, there's a few scratches, but it's nothing serious. So he gave me his number instead. So I'm just like, which...
So what does that do? He wants you to call him?
So should I? Wouldn't...
What would you call him for?
Well, he asked if I needed any cosmetic work done. I mean, I would call him for that, but I don't really need any work done, per se. Like, I'm not desperate for it to be
done. Then what you would say is, I love your offer, and if we were boyfriend and girlfriend, I would probably say yes.
Oh. Okay.
Remember, boyfriends and girlfriends, he gives you dinners, movies, gifts, flowers. You give him appreciation, respect. And when you negotiate monogamy, continuity, and longevity, you even make love with him unless you have a reason not to.
Right.
Like I
so
don't
I guess
want-
that was...
I don't want to have intercourse until I'm engaged.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to be engaged. I'm saying you've got to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term. And then you can consider having your own wedding night based on that contract and see if you can build a relationship around chapter 14 in my bestseller, Getting to I Do, which talks about making a deal over how much time you spend together, how much money you invest in it, how much you maybe want to get engaged and live together to practice. And then there's sexual. You see?
Right.
So you have to make a friendship before you can make a love affair.
Okay. So in terms of him giving me his work number, should I follow through or is this a wash?
I want you to understand that if you let him give you practical gifts, you are in effect setting yourself up for a request for sex.
Okay. So just let it
go. So I said to you, thank you for offering cosmetic work. I would love to appreciate that offer if I were your monogamous, continuous, going towards marriage girlfriend.
Okay.
Otherwise, accepting a gift sets you up for a request.
All right, I get what you mean.
Because
all right,
men are designed to be sexual. We all are, but men are a little bit more into intercourse. We women, we like affection leading to intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get committed.
Right, yeah. Okay, well.
There's a wonderful book in my desk right now, and it's mm-hmm. called The Female Brain by Lorraine Brizendine, MD.
Okay.
And it explains the difference between a man's brain and a woman's brain. Men run their lives on intuition. They have 15 genes when they're conceived that enhance their ability. A man will know you're unfaithful before you act on it. Where were you last night? I know. We women, we run our lives on neurotransmitters. Those are electricity. Well, not really electricity. It's more magnetic energy. And if you want a book about that, go get Dopamine Nation by Anna Lembrick, MD, psychiatrist. Finding Balance in an Age of Indulgence. She's talking about people binging on dopamine produced by sex. Right. That binging will bite you on the buns because you'll be bonded if you're young. So many older men lose their families because a young gold digger gets them in the rack and starts them on sex, not making love because they're already married to somebody.
Right.
This is causing pain by not making and keeping agreements. So I've just given you two books, The Female Brain by Lorraine Brizendine, MD. And the second one is Dopamine Nation, Anna Lembrick, MD.
Okay. I'll read those. Yeah, thank you so much.
And I'm not selling books. You can look at books in libraries and in bookstores before you want to buy them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Pat.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Very cool. Here we go. Sam's going to get us another call. The call-in number, 323-203-0815. And that's how you get to hop in the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. Okay. Let's see here. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. I'm excited to talk to you. So a man's been dating me for 7 months. And he expressed that he has been hurt in the past. He's not yet made it exclusive. Although he's been taking me to meet his mother, we took a long weekend trip this weekend. We date every weekend, but we aren't exclusive. And he said he desires to be married, but he's had 2 broken engagements. So I want to know, should I continue to court? Like, should I continue like with what seems to be a courtship, or should I just like ask him like, why don't we have a title yet? Or
wait a minute. You are not in a committed relationship with him.
No, I've just been allowing him to date me.
How many times have you dated him?
He on Sunday, he told me it's been 34 times over 7 months.
Have you dated him minimum 3 times?
Yeah, 34. So we go out every weekend.
But darling, that's free girlfriend. I only want you to date 3 men, 3 times each, until they ask for sex and you say no, unless I'm your girlfriend. And they say, okay, you don't date other people and we go out every week. Are you willing to do that?
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Well, then you're into casual sex, and that means you're a friend with perks. I have no problem with that as long. What?
We've not had sex yet. I've been practicing.
I know that. You can be friends with perks. I mean, perks with friends, or you don't give them sex, but you don't have a boyfriend. Do you want a boyfriend, or do you not?
I do want a boyfriend.
Then men do not allow their women to date other men. And the book on that is About the Goodness of Jealousy by David Buss, B-U-S-S, a therapist in Texas. And the book is about if you're not jealous or he's not jealous, you're not in love. You're just sexual friends.
Uh-huh.
Do you want a boyfriend or not?
I do. I want to go head towards marriage.
How old are you right now?
35.
You are peak years. Would you kindly date men without intercourse?
So I've still been dating other men, but he's the one that I like the most, but it's been 7 months.
But 7 months without requiring a commitment is 7 months on the shelf. If that's okay with you, feel free.
So how do I go about getting a commitment from him?
Here's what you do. When he comes after you to pick another cherry, you say, whoa, I'm ready to stop dating and having sex. I want to be in a committed relationship, monogamously, continuously, with somebody who's thinking of working towards marriage. Have you got that?
Yeah.
if you're not interested in working towards marriage and being with me without intercourse, then this is our last date. I will date you without intercourse plus other men until one man says, I want to work towards marriage.
Okay.
Are you ready to go to crisis? If you're not, say so.
I mean, I feel like, and we, like I said, we haven't had sex yet, so I'm still dating other men. But, like, this weekend, he was like, so who are you going to dinner with? Like, because he knows I'm going to dinner, but it wasn't with a woman. But I asked him, I said, why does it matter? You know, we aren't together. So, I don't know. I guess I'm ready to go to crisis.
Dear,
I just don't understand.
You don't own the car when you lease it. If you're ready to be 35 years old without, you know, the only way you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep with him. If he's not willing to make commitments, you're just being sexual friends. And I'm not going to tell you to stop. Life will tell you to stop when you end up in your 40s and 50s. With no boyfriend, no fiance, and God forbid, some monstrous disease.
Okay.
How interested are you in getting married? Or at least mated? Mating is the same as marriage without a document.
I'm very interested.
Then will you please stop giving free sex to men that are delaying their marriage? But when they find a virtuous woman that won't give them free sex, they will buckle down and get married. Marriage is not for men. Men want freedom to have harems. Women want marriage for kids. Harvard did a big study in the 1990s, and they asked thousands of men and women why they mated, that's marriage without a legal document, or they married. Two-thirds of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual gratification. That's a nice home and food, kids, and sex. One-third of men mate and marry to be gold diggers with women with rich families. Two-thirds of women mate and marry for stature, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial stability so they can have kids and not be a workaholic while being a mother. One-third of women, especially older women in 40s and 50s, mate and marry for sex and sensual when they're into menopause. But they've already been married. Their husband's dead or they're divorced. I'm just telling you, what are you doing for your life? Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yeah.
And am I talking like Getting to I Do?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure about the 7 months and if I just continue to allow him to date me, so.
Honey, I don't want you to date the same man more than 3 times sexually. If you're not interested in him chemically, you say to him, I sure appreciate the dates we've had, but I don't have enough romantic chemistry for you, and I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to take advantage of you financially. So please feel free to date me as a friend without sex, unless you're willing to start talking marriage, mating. Are you willing at 35? I had four kids by 26. And I was married a virgin, married to a virgin. We were Catholic. I'm still Catholic.
Okay. I appreciate it. Yes, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Please don't become a shelf sitter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Let me take a hook up here and see what's going on and see if we've got another call.
Please. Good.
And remind everybody about our waiting list for our groups. We have two different kinds. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, that's you live on the air. Okay.
I hear the clicking.
Yeah, it looks like we dropped that call. Let's see if we can get him back. Hopefully we can. In order to get on the waiting list for the groups, you reach out via email to info@drpatallen.com. So we have a lot of our callers that are sending us a voicemail. So I'm going to go ahead and take, okay, there we go. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Hello, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
I have a question for you. You talk about chemistry a lot. And,
yes, I sure do.
I was just wondering, what does that entail? How would you define chemistry between a man and a woman?
Well, interestingly enough, it's pheromones. Do you know what pheromones are?
I think so, yes.
It's what comes through the mouth, through the palate, goes up to the Jacobson's organ, and then is handled and does or doesn't produce oxytocin. And the reason oxytocin is produced is to glue sex-attracted people together so they can build a relationship. You see, when you marry somebody, you don't like them every day, but you have to know why you married them. You see?
How do you know if you're chemically attracted to someone?
I'll tell you exactly. Within 3 minutes, men know. Men tick with their eyes, and they smell your body chemistry. Have you read my book, Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Okay, well, it describes oxytocin in there. Helen Fisher wrote a book, Why Him, Why Her, and a part of it as chemistry. So chemistry is there and is useful when you get mad at each other, but you love each other chemically. And we what happens when?
What happens if you meet someone who's very nice, who is a good friend,
no,
someone you like, but you're not chemically...
That's a person. Okay, I'm going to say something very crude. We want to marry to get laid or paid. That's what mm-hmm. Harvard found out. So do you want to get laid? Older women like getting laid by younger men. Or that's laid. Paid is people marrying people because they have money. And as long as the money stays, the people stay. So do you want to marry for money or for sex?
At this point in my life, probably for money, just because I'm
41. That's right. How old are you?
I'm 41. I've been working a lot.
Are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I think I'm a woman with a career because, yeah, definitely.
And are you flirting at least 3 times a week with 3 men?
No, I wasn't, but I'm starting to do that.
You better do that. Eyeballs and smile. Smile, don't talk. They talk. Hi there. Gee, got a nice dog. How about we go for coffee? That's what they do.
So my question is, it was very hard for me because I've had a very good friend and we tried to have a relationship together at some point many moons ago, probably like 10 years ago. And I found out that I wasn't attracted to him. I like him a lot. I think he's great, but I didn't feel like he was taking good care of me. So I just stopped the relationship. We stayed friends and I kept working so I can support myself.
And then you realized you could have married him as a friend.
I still can if I want to, but...
Then why don't you?
Because I have no attraction. I have no desire to get...
That's because you want to get laid. Most women want to get paid. Most men want to get laid.
Well, he wasn't very good at taking care of me financially. He has the means, but I just don't think, maybe he's just a stingy person. I don't know, but I didn't feel like he was going to take care of me.
I got news for you. If he loves you, what you need to love him, he'll give you. If you respect why you're with him, if your dad walked in the door, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt about what you did?
How I did.
That's your dad raising you to be a man. So I'm sure you've seen some wussy men that would love to be your wife. Is that right?
Not so much. I didn't date so much. I barely dated for the last 10 years.
You didn't hunt at all?
I did, but yeah,
there were... Did you date men that wanted you to put in a major part of the money?
Yes, including this guy, including this particular person.
But do you understand that's you being a man? Do you want to be a man?
No. So how do I handle it? What do I say?
What you say is what to the man?
Yeah.
I really appreciate you wanting to date me, but I want to get married and I don't see that you can afford to marry me.
And what if he says, why not? What do I say?
Because you don't have enough money.
Well, he does. That's the thing. He does have money.
Well, if he's got enough money and you stop having sex with him, trust me, he will marry you.
What if I don't have feelings for him?
Honey, your feelings are your chemistry. You're a horny lady. Is your mother a man?
Yes.
Fine. You're like your mother, and your father's got a feminine streak in him that likes powerful women. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Is he a wuss?
He used to be, but now he's older, so he's masculine.
Did he find a woman that required him to be a man?
No, not yet.
But is he looking for a powerful woman to back him up as a man?
I don't know. I think he's gay.
I don't care what he is. I'm just telling you that if he wants a sex partner, gay people in different states marry.
Yes, true.
And they have babies.
Yes.
I'm hearing you say that you want to get laid more than paid. Okay, then would you please find a nice married man who has no interest in being married for his money, but would like to be with a woman who wants to share her life with him, taking care of finances and she taking care of sensual and sexual needs in the family. You were taught to be a man.
Yes, but I don't feel comfortable in that role.
Well, then why don't you date with men you're afraid of so that they can melt you into a woman?
How do you know you're afraid of a man?
Because you go with women with dicks.
How do you make the difference?
The difference is personal choice. If your chemistry for sex outranks your need for security, then you basically can use a poor man, a married man. You can use any man as long as he wants you with money.
Well, I've never really been sexual without being in a relationship.
Then why haven't you married one? What happened? Why aren't you married and how old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay, I already asked you that, or that was the other lady too? You're 41. Do you want to get married by the end of 22?
Yes, that's my goal.
Then what is the reason you don't follow my directions? They're all based on science. Pheromones are chemical exchanges that the body says, "Woo, I want to smell that one." What is the first thing dogs do when they meet a dog in heat? What's the very first thing?
They want to have sex?
No, dear, they want to smell her butt.
Oh, that's true, yes.
So let's get real scientific. If you want to get laid, get either a married man and me a mistress, which is a rotten idea. Find a man that wants to be with a woman that's a man and will run the show in the home. Do you see? So do you want to get laid or paid?
Okay, I see what you're saying now. I want to get paid.
Well, then would you please take your booty? Are you ugly? Do you weigh 500 pounds?
No, I don't. I'm only 120 pounds and I'm 5'7", so I think I'm pretty decent looking.
All right, so are you willing to get your buns out there, walk around? Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Walk your dog and smile at men that like your dog.
So what do I do about this guy that's been in my life for 10 years? Do I just tell him I'm not interested?
No.
He's just a friend.
I'm not chemically interested, and I don't want to use you, and I don't want to lead you on. I can only be a sexless friend, and I want to be a whole married woman. No more sex. You don't have sex with him, do you?
No, we're platonic friends for the last 7 years, 5 or 7 years. Dear, something like.
Would you please try to get married? I've got stacks of books, DVDs. My mouth goes off. I've done this for 50 solid years. Are you wanting to do what I'm saying? It's all based on science, all of it.
Yes, I'm dying to do what you're saying.
No, you're not living. You're not dying. You can live as a man for the rest of your life. It just won't feel good. You won't produce dopamine.
Exactly, but I did not know I was living as a man until I read your book a couple of months ago, and then it just hit me. I'm like, oh my God.
Have you started dating now that you know?
Yes, I have a little bit, and it's nice, but I think I should probably date more. I don't have that much time because I work a lot, but I
know
think
that,
it would be
sir.
Nice.
I know that, sir. I know that, sir.
Yes.
I want you to take a walk with your dog at least 3 days a week and smile at men in parks, wherever you're going, and see if they talk to you and maybe ask you to go out for coffee or tea.
Yes, I actually met a man that way not long ago. It was very interesting. I didn't think that. I just dressed up
flirting.
Yes, I dressed
that's
up flirting. Like a girl. Yep, like you suggested in the book. I did that. I walked the dog and bam, I got a date. Yes.
But you didn't keep the dates going because you put your career and your boss ahead of your femininity.
Well,
you have
I'm
every
still
right
going
to
out
be
with
a spinster. What?
I'm still going out with the guy, but I'm just duty dating because I honestly don't. He's not for me. I'm not attracted to him. But I was
trying to
do. I
got news for you. Then pick him with your eyes instead of your ears. Men pick with their eyes. You're a man. Pick with your eyes.
Got it.
Got it?
Got it.
Report back.
Okay.
Good girl.
Thank you, caller. Let us know. Get out there and smile.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, Dr. Pat. Here
yes.
We've got some more calls in the queue, and so we're going to get another caller on the line here. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. You must turn your radio down, and then you can ask your question.
Okay, just a second. Is this good? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear? Oh, fantastic. Well, Dr. Allen, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a big fan.
Thank you for calling.
So, yes.
No calls, no show.
That's right. Well, I've been presenting as much as we can during the pandemic, and I'm really focused. Kind of my number one focus is meeting someone. And I had a date a couple of weeks, two Fridays ago, with someone who I liked. He seemed to like me, though he talked a lot about his deceased wife who died 8 years ago, like a lot of detail, like all about how they first met, their first date. Anyway, so he texted the next day, and I texted back. He wanted to make sure I got home safely. And at the end of the day, he gave me a kiss. He said he'd like to see me again. I texted back, but I haven't heard from him. So
how long has it been since he contacted you?
It has been not quite 2 weeks.
He's got 8 solid weeks to miss your pheromones.
Okay, so
he's
even just
not
one
gone. Uh-huh. What?
Really? So it was just one dinner date.
I don't care. This is the only contact. I want you to understand that if he was attracted to you, he's probably waiting for you to call him, but I don't want you to. I want you to wait for him to call you, and he said, why haven't you called me? Because I want to be the girl with a man who wants to be a guy and be a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
That's so good. You know, I always need that reminder. So is it 8 weeks from when I saw him or from the text?
The last time that you saw him is the last time you saw him. So
okay, great.
That was how long ago?
Yeah, almost 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
And do you understand that the 8 weeks is him thinking about missing you and who you are and what you want and whatever? And if he has mm-hmm. good pheromone chemistry for you, he has to call you or text you.
Okay.
And you've got to be, oh, nice hearing from you. What can I do for you? Oh, you want to go out for a walk? I'd love to. Where, when, how?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you willing to do that? Did your dad want a boy too?
My mom was an unwed mother. And my grandfather, who's kind of a... My mother was unmarried when I was born, and my my grandfather, who's kind of a father figure, did want a boy.
Okay. So you really need to look at your hunting skills.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes. I am ready to follow directions.
How old are you?
50.
Are you done with menopause?
Yes.
Therefore, you have gone over to testosterone and progesterone, but don't act on it other than to look them in the eyes and smile and say yes to dates. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But don't chase men.
Okay.
But flirt with them.
Okay.
Will you call next week?
I will. I'd love to.
Okay, because you need to upgrade your hunting skills. What I'm teaching is called presenting. Presenting yourself. Just like a dog presents her butt to a fellow dog in order to get him smelling her and getting turned on to mate with her.
Okay.
And by the way, do you have lipstick on?
Yes.
Lipstick is nothing more than red on your lips, like you're presenting with chemistry from your butt.
Okay.
You see, that's what animals do. And we are animals just like animals.
Okay.
So present.
All right.
Okay. Good luck hunting.
Thank you. I'll report back next week. And a quick question. There's what about a situation where there's a guy where we had a phone call? He lives in Newport. I'm in Santa Monica. And he said he'd, you know, be in touch. I liked the call. He had a lot of kind of flirty texts, but I haven't heard from him. Is there a way to reach out in 8 weeks?
How long is it since he contacted you?
About 4 weeks.
That's only 1 month. Every man has 8 weeks to recontact you when he's interested chemically in your body.
Okay. So what do I do if I, what if I don't hear from him in 8 weeks? Is there anything I can do or not really?
Yes, there's something we can do. It's called the hi-bye letter if you have his address.
Well, I have his text.
You write him a letter. What?
Yeah. I could text him.
I know that, but what I'm saying, if you can text it, if he doesn't reach out to you, You can write, in fact, I will give you the five paragraphs. Can you write something?
Okay.
Paragraph one, everything you liked about him on your one date, or what? How many dates did you have?
This one is just a phone call.
Oh, that's a date.
Okay.
It's the only thing you've done with him.
Right.
Okay. So the first paragraph is what you liked about that phone call.
Okay.
The second paragraph is the pain of him not calling you.
Okay.
The third paragraph is that you don't want to grow old alone. You're looking for a mate or a marriage partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth paragraph is, you said, I don't want to grow old alone.
I thought that was just, I wrote that down to number three.
The fourth paragraph is, I want to be married or mated. I want to be married or mated. And the fourth one is, I don't want to be alone.
All right.
And the fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter and hopefully responding to it by calling me, contacting me, dating me.
Okay. All right.
Got it?
Yes, I do. What about, I've done the high buys before. I usually get a very good response. What if someone doesn't respond to the high buy? They're not interested.
Mm. Have you already sent this man a high buy? That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't. I'm waiting 8 weeks, but I have previously done a high buy. I usually get a good response. One person never responded to the high buy. Does that just mean they're not interested?
Yes, that means he's not interested. He's not chemically attracted.
Okay.
But that isn't everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's not everyone.
Do you want to get laid or paid?
Paid.
Then would you please listen to how he lives and whether you could live the way he needs you to live?
Okay. All right.
He doesn't have to be the most beautiful man you've ever seen. That's laid.
Okay.
That's what men do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What about, I had one that I did a high buy and he responded. He said he'd try to call, but he never called. Like, do I reach out again or just let it go?
When did he do that?
I'm looking. Give me just a moment here. I found it. Just a second.
I'm looking and listening.
Thank you. Okay. So he was, so I did the high buy and he said, Lori, he said, thank you for your very kind note. You are so very sweet. I've been tied up with a few projects, but perhaps we can speak later this week. Very nice to hear from you. And I said, thank you. That sounds wonderful. That was in January.
That was all the way in January.
Yeah, and I wished him happy Valentine's Day, and he wished me happy Valentine's Day.
You did. You sent virtual tapes. You sent him signals, and he didn't pick up your hankies.
Yeah, because I've sent
that's rejection.
Okay, all right.
Let's concentrate on finding three new men and flirting with them and doing it the way I teach because it's based on science.
Okay, I will. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and please report back.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Right, thanks.
Okay, I believe we've got a couple more calls in the queue. And I hope Sam's going to get us one real quick so we can talk to somebody and remind everybody 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat live with Dr. Allen. And let's see here. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Thank you. I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, very clear.
Okay, thanks. I'm calling because I have a question. I'm currently duty dating. I ended a relationship about 3 months ago with an ex that I dated shortly during lockdown. So it was just a very quick relationship. And I'm thinking of writing him a hi bye letter, but while I'm deciding for that, I've been duty dating. And I guess I have two questions for you. The first question is, in duty dating, I find myself dating younger men dating me. And with that, I guess I want to know, what is your opinion about that? And also, what is your opinion?
My opinion is, if they're older than 18, great.
Okay. What about men that are shorter than me?
And if you don't go with the man that you have chemistry for because he's too short, that may be more difficult than anything. In other words, you can wear flat shoes for the rest of your natural life.
Okay.
If he's got chemistry, you've got chemistry, or if he can afford to support you and a couple of kids, I don't think how tall he is going to make a difference, because he's going to be sitting or laying in a bed most of the time anyway.
Okay. So if we don't have chemistry, how do I end that? This dating experience, if I don't have chemistry with anybody that I'm duty dating?
Here's how you do it. If you date him for three dates, minimum three dates, and you have no interest in him, he doesn't please you, then on the request of the fourth date, you say to him, "Thank you so much for asking me to date you. But I do not have romantic chemistry for you." The chemistry is, for a man to be interesting to a woman, his chemistry's got to be some little bit like dad's, but not too much like dad's. And for a girl, and for a man, the woman has to have enough chemistry, pheromones, like mom, but not too many. If the man has too many like mom, she's not available. He needs somebody that's a little different than mom chemically. Otherwise, you'll reproduce the chemistry of mom and it will be a defective baby. And for a woman, for a man, the woman has to be somewhat different than mom. And for a man, the woman has to be somewhat different. That's the science. What's really sad is, like in places like Saudi Arabia, they don't pay attention to family. They marry cousins, and then the cousins have babies that are duplicate chemistries who die.
Oh, no.
Do you see?
I do.
So chemistry has a big deal.
Makes sense.
So in order to get rid of man, you say to him, "I don't have the pheromone chemistry for you, and I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you for a dating service, but if you know I'm not romantically interested and you want me as a friend without intercourse, I welcome your invitation.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I do foresee myself having to send this message to somebody, but the biggest reason why I'm thinking of doing so is because the way he's dating me has just made me feel very, very insecure, very unhappy.
Have you had intercourse with him?
Never, no.
Okay. Has he asked for intercourse?
No.
Well, if he hasn't asked, how can you say no to him? Has he asked you for intercourse?
No, he has asked me to go dance with him and things like that.
I have no problem with dancing, sleeping over. I have no problem with that. The only problem I have is when you want to play God with him, and that's putting his penis in your mouth, your anus, and your vagina. And the most dangerous one is in your vagina, because you may create a baby, and then if you're in America, you deal with the Abortion Act.
Makes sense.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would think about it more. I guess my last question, Dr. Pat, and thank you so much again.
What is it?
I'm interested in writing a hi-bye letter to my ex, and I want to send it to him on his birthday. And I guess you have just explained it to somebody how to write the letter, but can I just text it to him, or does it have to be a physical copy?
You have to write the letter, and if you want, you can call up Sue and hire me for a 15-minute session, and I will approve or disapprove of it, or you can just write it.
Okay. Can I contact you anytime, or do I have to be on the wait list? Because I have signed up already, but I'm on the wait list right now.
Well, the wait list is for group. If you want me to listen to your hi-bye letter that you've written based on the directions on this record right here, then you donate for a 15-minute session to the Want Institute, which is a nonprofit.
You can reach out to info@drpatallen.com to set that appointment up.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Okay. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Send you all good energy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. I'm giving you directions.
We look forward to having a group. Okay. Let's see. We've got some more calls coming in. So we're going to get one from our switchboard. And let me see. info@drpatallen.com is how you reach out for scripts for the high buy letter critique. And to get on the wait list for either the elite group or the regular group. Hi, Colin, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, good evening, ladies. Yes, I do. I'm actually just calling to get a clarification on what Dr. Pat told one of the callers earlier. This is the caller who had been accepting dates from a man for 7 months who hadn't asked her for exclusivity. So Dr. Pat, what I want to know is, when a man is dating you not exclusively and you're not having intercourse with him, I mean, I'm sure that this, you know, every woman feels it out for herself, but when do you think you should since there's no intercourse, you would think that it's okay. So I'm just wondering when you think you should, when should you stop doing it? Even without intercourse, if he's not asking for exclusivity.
When you have replaced his slot of three. That's his why
flock
I asked
of
you
three.
To date three times. And then if there's no chemistry, tell him, I don't have chemistry for you, and I don't want to lead you on, and I don't want to use you financially as an entertainment center. So I'm willing to date you if you don't want and need intercourse as a friend.
In the case of the caller, it did sound like she would have intercourse if he would have asked. It didn't sound like it was an issue of her not having chemistry.
I'm not going to do hypothetical.
No. But I mean, I could see myself being in a situation that I'm calling because, you know, several men are doing rounds of 8 weeks with me. I mean, there's two who seem like they're like on rounds of 8 weeks.
Have you had any intercourse with anybody?
No, but when I've seen them, I've had affection. And so that's why I'm a little worried.
I have
worried.
No problem. I just don't want their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Okay, got it.
That's all.
Okay. So, but I'm just wondering, based on what you told her, if there's like a limit, like I wish you should stop him. Like, I don't know. Like,
honey,
is there
I want you to replace him with a better deal.
Right. Yeah, you're kind of saying he's wasting too much of her time at 7 months.
I'm not saying it. If he's a valuable friend and she needs a friend more than she needs sex, I want her to play with her friend as long as he knows he's not in line for chemistry.
Right. So the problem is more that it sounded like he was her number one man. And it's also not going anywhere.
I don't hear that she has chemistry for him.
Got it. Okay. That's what I was trying to clarify.
I hear she
has
friendship. Friendship is not enough. A friendship with sex can last about 3 years unless there's a lot of money.
You mean friends with benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So you think it would be? It almost sounds like you think it would be unusual for a man to really like you and kind of date you for 7 months without asking for intercourse or exclusivity. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
No, dear. It's that the woman says yes, yes, yes. I've got news for you. Men like diversity, and they like intercourse. Men do not need to be in love. Marriage is for women and kids. Men like the passion and the pleasure of sex. And the two things that turn people on dopamine are sex and gambling, money. But it takes up your life.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to clarify that. I mean, if I was ever in that situation,
I'd call. That's what I'm clarifying.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay. All right.
Very well. Call again.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe we have time for another call, and I think we've got one. In our queue. So Sam is probably going to get that for us. I'm going to remind everybody, yes, there is a waiting list for the groups. If you want to get into one of the groups, you need to get on that waiting list. info@drpatallen.com is the email you reach out to do that. And again, www.drpatallen.com, you can see our chemistry compatibility in relationships. Incredibly great. Dr. Pat Allen also does special scripts readings, and you can also reach out at info@drpatallen.com via email to get information on that. Caller, you
please
are
leave
live
your
on
message
the
for.
Okay. Another voicemail. We want to talk to people, not voicemail. So if we call you back, make sure you pick up. Let me check in with our switchboard and see if we have another call. and see if that's going on. Okay, real quick, while we're waiting for our next call, the question is, where did you go? The where did you go, Dr. Allen? Give them a little piece of spice on that. Oh, our switchboard's calling, so we may get interrupted. Four or five of our Facebook people are saying, what about the where did you go message?
Hello?
Where did you go message for the last lady that had the big gap? It was too big a gap. It was too chasing.
Got
it. Where did you go is a nice technique for when a man dates you and admits at the date that he had a good time and he wants to do it again. And that means that you are waiting, anticipating a call the next week. If he doesn't call, I give you permission to say on the phone or text, you said we had a good time. I had a good time. And then you said that you would set up another date. Where did you go?
Perfect, perfect. Oh, we dropped our caller. Oh, we're going to have to wait. Hopefully we're going to get that back. So funny. Yeah, so where did you go? I see that, Dr. Allen. I think that's a perfect thing. Maybe the lady who only, he'd only been missing for 2 weeks after he said he wanted to go on another date. He was a prime candidate for the where did you go. But yeah, after from January until October. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi, hi.
Hi.
My question is, my husband is very generous, and I would say he's an overgiver to his extended family. And he, at the expense of
his own health. Wait a minute. I've
got
to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the respected leader or the cherished follower, Yin?
The cherished. I'm a good taker.
So
I'm taking beta.
Do you have any legal right to interfere with the way that he's running the money?
No. However, my concern is that it's affecting his health. He has let me know that he has heart palpitations. He's not sleeping at night because of the stress. And I believe it's a pattern that's been going on for quite some time. So that's why I'm
calling. Have you gone bankrupt?
No. I'm just concerned about his health.
Are you prepared to compete with him? Are you willing to endanger your marriage by competing with him for power?
No. I was just curious if I should talk to him about it in a loving, respectful way and just say I feel...
If you make an appointment with him, honey, I want to talk to you the way you're handling money. Are you willing to give me 15 minutes? What would he say?
He'd say sure.
And then you'd say, when would it be convenient for you to give me these 15 minutes? Today? Tomorrow? When?
Mm-hmm.
What would he say?
Oh, he would say, please go ahead. And he would listen.
Okay. And you would say, I respect you and your right to run our family finances, but it scares me when you seem to give away money to extended family. And I wanted you to know that in case you wanted to get a director to help you plan, or you wanted to know what you can do to help me feel comfortable. You see, what you're doing is making an appointment to share a fear of his manhood to him. But I don't want you to set up your marriage on an either you let me do it or we hire somebody to do it, because that literally is changing him from his role as the respected man in your relationship. Are you willing to use my tools?
Yes, I am.
And my tools are in my what?
How would I go about addressing what I'm seeing and sensing about his health and how this is affecting now his health with what
you
I
you would
see
make
is
the
exhaustion.
Same thing, honey. I'm okay. worried about your health by these symptoms. Would you mm-hmm. be so kind as to go to Dr. So-and-so for a massive evaluation?
Mm-hmm.
What would he say to that?
Oh, initially he might say, I'm fine. It's just, you know, a lot's going on right now with family
I
members.
I take it that you're saying no. And I want you to know, I'm glad I asked you. But I will be really sad if you die. Don't fight with him man to man.
Mm-mm.
Use my tools. Use mm-hmm. my tools to politely, respectfully ask for what you want at his convenience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will certainly do that.
And I want you to know that in the book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, there are pages and pages where you are taught how to use the tools to respectfully ask for leadership power, so that you can express your feelings. So mm-hmm. it's in the book, it's A Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Also, there's a book I wrote called Conversational Rape, which goes through from childhood to adulthood to old age, using tools to fight with men and women. It's for men and women, so that you don't come across disrespectfully or uncherishing. That's what I do for a living. I teach people to negotiate with respect and love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Well, I will do that. I just wasn't sure if I should set an appointment,
but
and
don't yes
talk to him about
set
how
up
I'm
an
feeling
appointment
about.
And don't mother him, which is, I want you to go to a doctor, I've made an appointment, and you better get your butt over there or I'm gonna get the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I'll do it with
was
love
that,
and respect, kindness.
There you go, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else
okay.
you want?
No, that was my question. Thank you so much
good.
For
you
your
got
wonderful
it.
Answer.
You got it. Please call again.
Thank you, Colin.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Pat,
bye.
We are out
yes.
of time. What do you have to say
yes.
before we go?
Well, I said it already once, and it is the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep with them.
I agree with that, Dr. Allen. I totally do. Everyone, I want to remind you all, we are here on Thursdays live. LA Talk Radio plays us at different times on different channels, Channel 1 and Channel 2. But you can always find our archives at the LA Talk Radio website, Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. If you're interested in any of our products, oneistore.com is the place to go. see our chemistry compatibility and relationships video at www.drpatallen.com. And until next week, we love you. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.